Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
So let's talk health here for just one second. It's pretty funny. So Dunkin', did they come in today or did we order Dunkin' today?
We bought it today.
Because we have some guests in studio that for whatever reason bought their way into this studio as an auction. Wow, what a ripoff that was. Whatever you paid, it was too much.
Give the nonprofit a shout out, Abby.
Oh, so I was hosting an auction for a charity called Planned Pethood, which helps people. Which helps pets and people who have pets get low-cost neutering in Spain. And it's really awesome. We had a great time. And these lovely people decided they wanted to bid on us.
I'm just curious. How much does this whole experience...
How much are we worth?
You really want to know?
Yes.
Yeah, how much?
$350.
Okay. All right. That's like $150. Way too much.
It's more than you paid Mikey to scoop through your poop.
That's true. So we ordered Dunkin' today so they could have coffee and they could have donuts. And it drives Tommy crazy when I go out there and I'll get a donut. And I'm a pretty health conscious guy. I will have one bite of the donut and throw the rest of it away.
This
and
it's wasteful.
It literally drives Tommy crazy. And, Abby brought up that it's no wonder why I absolutely don't like food because I never put anything in my mouth that tastes as good as a Dunkin' Donut. Jeez. The sugar and the carbs.
You look like you just did a line at something, but it wasn't sugar. It was powdered sugar.
So no, Abby, it was the booger sugar.
So Abby asked me like, okay, so no wonder why you don't like food. Tell me what your diet looks like every day. And as I started writing it down, it makes total sense.
No. Say it exactly how you said it during commercial break.
I believe the exact question I asked you was for you to drop the meal plan queen.
All right, so I'll just give you the morning up until the afternoon, and it'll all make sense to you. The first thing I eat in the morning is salmon, kale, and arugula every single morning. Mm.
Do you season it? Do you put anything fun on
what?
It?
Why don't salt? You season it? There's no salt or pepper on the salmon.
There's no salt or pepper on the salmon. Oh, it's just like salmon, arugula, and kale, and I'll put a little like Celtic salt on there.
Why do you hate life?
Yeah, I've never heard anything more white in my life.
It's just taste doesn't mean anything to me.
It obviously does.
It does.
Why? Because I'm putting a little salt on it, or because I like the sugar of the?
Because you like the donut.
Yeah, I mean it tastes delicious, but it's terrible for you.
But
sugar is terrible.
Salmon, I can make a killer salmon that tastes so good.
I don't got time for all that. So then I'll come in and that shake that I drink every morning that you're making fun of, right, is bone broth and collagen and protein made with athletic greens.
Yummy.
If you've ever smelt it, it smells,
Oh my God, and Mikey's got to dig through that.
I know.
How pissed are you going to be if I outlive you?
Really, I will haunt you forever.
I'm going to do donuts on your grave in my fat person scooter.
You rascal?
Yeah. His little rascal.
You're going to Tokyo drift over Bert's plot in your rascal.
You got to do donuts while eating donuts.
There you go. That is beautiful. And the rest of the list is just super, super boring also. But it's pretty similar to that, chicken and brown rice or whatever. And then we were starting to talk about Abby today is going in for her very first cold bath today. Bath.
Yeah, because I've been wanting to do this cold shower thing that everybody's raving about. Even my mom raves about this stuff. I kind of consider my mom like the female version of Bert. She's just a lady who loves like the cold showers and talks about the blue zones to, get out of the Alzheimer's. Anyway, so I'm like, I should really try this. But at my apartment, my shower literally has one temperature. It's either like hot lava or lukewarm, just whatever the apartment complex is feeling that day. So I went and I decided to do a sauna over the weekend at this cool little spot where for like $20, you can do a sauna for 60 minutes and you can do a cold plunge for 3 minutes. Well, they couldn't get me in for the cold plunge. And so I'm doing it later today. And I have had anxiety about it all morning because I know that I'm not strong enough to handle it for more than 10 seconds.
And let's point out that this is the person that has a heated blanket next to her because
I'm anemic, Kristen. I get cold.
Exactly. I know this about you. And I'm like, why are you going to purposely cause yourself pain by doing a cold plunge?
You will love it.
No, you won't.
You.
I hated it.
Now, the first 30 seconds does suck. But once you start like, because you'll have probably somebody there telling you like, okay, breathe in, breathe out. Once you regulate it and you're in there, and once you get out, it is like doing 12 cups of coffee for 6 straight hours. It's awesome.
Well, I felt so good after the sauna. I mean, it's the most relaxed I've been probably in a decade because I live in a constant state of fight or flight. And for the rest of the day, I had been so zenned out. I'm like, maybe there's something to this health stuff. Maybe maybe they're not lying. I thought it was a gimmick.
Well, have yourself a couple of donuts before you go in there to counterbalance the healthy part of it. Okay. But you'll feel amazing. You'll be... I can't wait to hear your take on it tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I think Mo's right. You're probably going to hate it the first time.
But well, at least the first time for sure. I mean, it takes some getting used to it, and I never got used to it.
I'll just try and last longer than 15 seconds.
The Bird Show.